My name is Ramdas Kanisari. I'm a weed scientist at the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center in Immokalee.
Some ways to control weeds. I think your first slide was never let him set seed. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's actually a line I got from the growers. I'm getting from the growers. So basically, it means manage the weed, control them at a very early growth stage. If you let them allow grow, flower, and set seed, it's basically you're creating a big seed bank in the soil, which is going to come back to you each and every season. So the number one key step in a weed management strategy is never let a weed seed, or never let them flower or seed. Manage them before that.
How do you keep that from happening?
That's a good question. So basically, we have to do a combination of pre-emergent program with a post-emergent. So if you see a sporadic occurrence or an heavy infestation of some kind of weed, make sure you get on top of that with a post-emergent herbicide at a very young stage. Then follow it with a pre-emergent or a seedling suppressor or seedling emergent suppressor to make sure you are not allowing any seeds to come up. So basically combining a pre-emergent with a post-emergent and timely application, you should be able to control the weed emergence.
You talked about something today I hadn't heard about before, steam. You showed a tractor pulling an apparatus that's applying steam to weeds. Tell us how that's working.
Sure. So it's a sustainable way of weed management, or non-chemical, or to put it in more precise way, less chemical approach. And we are doing this in collaboration with Dr. Yanis Ambatisidis, our precision agriculture engineer. So what we are doing, this is a precision way of controlling weeds. We use a non-chemical approach to improve the efficacy of a chemical control. So we use steam and make the weeds very slow or very weak, and then we follow it up with the herbicide, very less rate of herbicide applications. Steam itself can actually scorch or burn the weed, but the effect may not be so prolonged. At least we don't see that. It may be good for about 1 month, but after 1 month, the weeds are going to grow back from the roots. So when you combine that with a chemical approach or a herbicide, you can prolong that effect and in a more sustainable way.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.